Good evening, 821. When you try to talk about money issues with friends or family, it doesn't always go over so well. But whether you're talking to a spouse or a kid, a parent or friend, there are some ways to make the conversation smoother, less confrontational, and closer to your goals. Earlier, I talked about how to have that money chat with Eric Adams from Men's Health.
It's a loaded topic in this culture, and that's really unfortunate because if you do it right, there can be a lot of benefits for you and for the people who you're talking with. Communication on any subject usually only helps.
So let's talk about doing it right with the spouse. How and why do you need to talk about cash with your spouse?
Well, you want to talk about cash when you really think that there might be an imbalance, because that's the last thing you want. For instance, maybe you spend a lot of time focusing on your career, but she doesn't, or she's the hard charger while you're pretty blasé about money. In either case, if you don't talk about it, you're probably headed for a lot of anger and misunderstanding. So the best way to have this awkward money talk, instead of making the conversation about money, flip the conversation around to make it about talents, aspirations, and goals. In fact, in this awkward money conversation, one of the most important things you can say is, I don't want your goals to become lost because they are just as important as mine. So the idea is that from that angle, the subject of money will naturally kind of rise to the surface as you're having that conversation.
How about with the parents? That can be very tricky sometimes.
It can be extremely tricky. Now, what you're trying to get at when you're having that conversation is you want to know if your parents are financially fit and if they're going to be okay as they get older. But if you're not careful, when you start asking about this, your questions may be interpreted badly. Maybe they think you're saying, well, what can I expect to inherit when you kick off? Or am I going to have to take care of you when you're in need? But there's a better way to do that. Make sure that you make the conversation about emotional support, not just money. Tell them you and your siblings are all doing okay and that you want them to know that you're there to help. Or mention people you know who are glad they could help their parents financially when the need arose. So you make it sort of a family conversation about supporting them. And then again, the subject of money will rise to the surface.
All right. I can hear everyone collectively groaning because now we're going to chat about money with our kids. Usually those conversations are mom, dad, I need something new. I need new clothes. I need this toy. Take it from there. What can you do with that?
Exactly. They want a pricey prom dress or an electric guitar. And do they really need that? The short answer, of course, is no. And being this blunt is actually the correct strategy. And here's why. It's important for teens to understand that if all of you as a family spend money on things like pricey dresses or guitars right now, there won't be enough money left to do important things like college later on. And here's what else you probably need to tell your kids. Go out and find a job. Believe it or not, that actually works. Tell them to go out and get the money themselves and or offer alternatives to the expensive dress or the expensive guitar. Tell them to go out and find a vintage prom dress. That's really cool. Or a cool old six string that they can get started with. And if they really stick with it, then you can upgrade them to the electric later.
And how about dealing with money matters among your friends? I mean, some people share everything. Others are more reserved.
Yeah, especially with men and their friends. You know, for example, your buddy pulls up in an expensive new car. You don't think he can afford it. Is it any of your business? No, it's not. But with that said, friends look out for each other. And seeing a buddy potentially overextend himself financially is something you should try to talk to him about. But you do have to be careful because guys often see money as a way of measuring self-worth. So here's what we suggest you do. Hint at the topic. And if he doesn't take the bait, let it go. After all, you may not really understand his finances at all. But as a buddy, you've at least tried to steer him towards making a smart decision for himself.
That's Eric Adams with Men's Health joining us on Skype. WTOP News Time, 825.